This is Archer, archerradio.com. Today is Thursday, September 28th, 2006. Thank you all for the messages and the comments that you left about the 300th episode yesterday. I hope you enjoyed that. I know I did. And appreciate all the comments and stuff you guys left on the website. Today we're going to be talking to Chef Mark from the Remarkable Palate podcast and Remarkably Mark. And we'll be talking with Sarah from How Much Do We Love and Big Fatty from the Little Fatty Cast. But before that conversation, I want to tell you that there will not be a show on Friday. I have back-to-school night tonight, and I just won't have any time. I'll be at school the whole time. So there'll be no time for me to podcast for Friday. So you'll just have to enjoy this show until Monday. And then we'll be back on Monday with show 302. So let's get into this conversation with Big Fatty, Sarah, and Chef Mark.
Hello.
Hello, Sarah. How are you?
Hello.
I'm good. Oh, my God.
And volume. Mark's here, too.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, there. Hey, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good because you know what I got in the mail yesterday?
What did you get?
I got a special present from Chef Mark.
Oh, it came. What did you get?
I'm so excited.
Some delicious fancy balsamic vinegar.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Yay. From Fabi.
Very nice.
Wait, did I send you the Fabi or the Tondo?
The Fabi.
Okay, yeah, that's amazing stuff. This guy, he has these ancient barrels that he got from his great grandfather.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's right outside of Modena, so he makes it all in a very traditional way, and it's consortium vinegar, so it has to pass very rigorous standards.
Exciting! Can't wait to try it.
Yeah.
So thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thank you. I should tell everyone that the reason the main reason that anyone would send anything to Sarah is because she's fabulous.
I'm awesome.
How much do we love her? But I was sending it as a thank you because she sent me the Treasure Hunters final episode.
I did.
And I was able to watch it thanks to her.
Oh, very cool.
I'm a huge TV nerd.
My whole summer investment was not wasted because I was able to watch the end.
Very good. Hey,
and
Mark,
I'm so glad the nerds won.
See, I didn't watch that show, so I have no idea.
The geniuses, I should say. The geniuses won.
You know what? My secret confession is that I actually bailed on that show about 3 episodes from the end, but I was still recording it, so I still had it.
Well, that's cool. I forgot to cancel it.
Yeah, well, I kept telling myself I would watch the rest of it, and it just never happened.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You know what? While we have both of you on, we should talk about Survivor and the
Amazing Race.
Should I try to call Big Fatty?
Totally.
Let me see if
he's here. Yeah.
He's here, but see if he's available.
Oh, my God, you guys, breaking news. This is terrible. Why does this always happen around Denver? There's a hostage situation at a school right now.
I saw that.
In Denver.
Oh, no.
Yeah, always happens in Colorado. Something in the water.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Thank God it's not happening in New Mexico.
No kidding. But it's right near, it's in the same county as the Columbine thing.
Yeah, right around Denver.
I haven't been tuned into the world yet today, so I'm behind on my news. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. Okay, now how do I add Big Fatty to this?
I think you do add to conference.
Yeah, but where do you do that?
Or you click on the conference again and...
Let me click on his.
This is such a match moment.
Oh, add to conference. Here we go.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, it's ringing.
It's ringing.
Ringing. This is so exciting.
So, could I say, how much do we love roast beef and horseradish?
Hey, Big Fatty.
So much.
You love that?
Yes.
Hey, Big Fatty.
What's up?
Hey.
How's the coal mine?
Oh, my ass is home from the coal mine.
It's home.
Good for you.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Big Fatty. We've never spoken, really. We've done the e-letters and the, This is exciting for me.
It's exciting for me, too, because...
All my favorites.
Hey, did Mark and Big Fatty, have you listened to Sarah's show today?
No. I downloaded it, but I haven't had a chance to listen because I've been busy in...
It was one today?
...business stuff all day.
Yeah.
It was yesterday, I think.
Okay,
I heard it yesterday.
Okay, well, I listened to it today.
So I'm the only one who hasn't heard the most recentest episode.
I'm so behind on every podcast that I will not judge.
Well, I was just going to say that they had some amazing recipes. Not really recipes, but they talked about grilled cheese sandwiches, which is one of my favorite foods.
God, I love grilled cheese.
I'm sorry, I have to take issue with y'all, though.
Uh-oh, what?
The best part of every grilled cheese sandwich is the cheese that seeps out and burns in the pan.
The Bernie crispy cheese. Hello? That's the best.
But it can't burn too much.
Right. There's no reason to take issue. We just didn't mention that, but we didn't say anything against it.
Well, that's
you should
true.
Call in and remind us about that part, and we'll play it.
I haven't heard it yet, but Sarah, I know you found the halloumi. Did you talk about halloumi on the podcast?
No, because you know what? I haven't made it yet.
Ah, okay. Because that's literally grilled cheese. You don't even need the bread.
That's the Atkins diet grilled cheese sandwich.
Exactly. You just grill the cheese and forget
don't
the
think
bread.
I won't be eating it.
Oh, yeah. It's so good.
Okay, what about
you know another kind of grilled cheese is like a frico. You actually take Montazio cheese and you grate it right onto a griddle, and it starts to toast up. And right when it's about to burn, you bring it off the griddle, and then you form it into a little shape, and it gets crispy. So good.
We lost
Chef Mark
Big
is
Fatty.
So fancy. Oh, we
he
did.
Is.
Where's Big Fatty?
I don't know. Let me try to add him to the conference again.
Add him right on back.
Does anybody use Swiss cheese on grilled cheese?
Yeah, no. That's yummy.
I used to do that in college.
I like Comté, which is a French variety of Swiss cheese that's from the Savoie region. It's so yummy.
Again with the fancy.
Okay. I like me some Velveeta.
I like me some cheese.
And
well,
government cheese.
That's
with Wonder
that's
Bread.
What I like. I like the government cheese, the regular basic American cheese, but not in the wrapped up plastic.
No, not in the plastic. I agree with you. Yeah.
That's, the slices. Well, that's not even cheese. That's just it's just solid oil.
Yeah, the singles in the wrapper are bad, but the other kind of processed cheese is really good for grilled cheese. I have to say.
Is it?
Yeah,
I don't really like processed cheese so much as I like I like the American cheese, like the regular like Colby kind of stuff, Colby cheddars and stuff like that.
Okay, Big Fatty's coming back. Let's see if we can get him back.
Oh, poor thing.
I like all cheese, really.
Are you back, Big Fatty?
I'm sorry.
You ruined it.
I have ruined it all. Are y'all recording?
I am, yes.
Adding, okay.
Archer's kind of like Madge in that. Like, if you're talking to him, he's recording it, all right?
That's right. Now, would you shut up, Steve, in the background?
Okay.
Lord. I'm kidding.
Yeah, who's... What's the barking going on there?
He's just welcoming people home from an outside
hooray,
the window.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, so there's someone else at home other than you?
No, meaning he's out the window barking at people as they walk by.
Ah, damn. I was hoping there'd be something juicy.
Okay, I wish there was more people than just me here.
Now that I have you all in the same place, let's talk about Survivor or The Amazing Race.
Oh, I can send you the Big Run music.
Oh, you have the actual music?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
as we all knew would happen, the teasers are showing that they have a surprise merge after only 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So the same thing they did with the oldies and the youngies, and the men and the women, is that they only went for 2 weeks that way, and then
I don't think it's
they
long
merged
enough.
Them together again. So it's like, not enough time to get a whole Sharks and Jets action going on when they do merge. You know.
Right. How about the totally nutball guy who got kicked off last week?
Yeah, no kidding, Billy.
God.
I was totally on his side until he nutballed out.
He's in love with me too. He reached through the television set, and I saw his eyes, and they burned for me.
Oh,
I think he's psycho. We looked at each other, and she said, "I love you," and I said, "I love you back."
What's going to be funny is when they merge and watch the moment, and they tell her.
No, I didn't see the moment.
Oh, we went back and rewound. I was watching it with a bunch of friends, and I remembered when it happened. It was they were all standing there. It was after the competition, and he looked over at that team and said, "I'm next," you know, because his team had just lost.
Right.
And the girl he was talking about said sort of sheepishly, like, "I have nothing else to say." She went, "Well, we love you."
Oh, that's
very different.
That's what
it
was.
Very different from "I love you."
And then he looks at her with these creepy, shifty eyes and said, "I love you."
Oh my God.
It's like, oh, I want to live in his world where just whatever you think is true.
Well, remember, his world is What did he say his world
heavy
was?
Metal,
The heavy metal world.
That's his culture. The heavy metal
culture. Heavy metal culture.
Well, oh. He was big and fat, so he needed to go.
They just listened to Bohemian Rhapsody.
But aren't both of the other guys on that team just kind of assholes? The other guys?
I was so interested in liking Ozzy until he started opening his friggin' mouth.
Such
and then
a
I'm like,
cocky
what a jerk.
I agree, Mark, because yeah. I remember we talked about the first time and I said, oh, Ozzy was going to be the really cute one. But after this last show, I don't like him anymore.
Yeah,
and then the
I believe
other
in
guy,
integrity. I don't believe in throwing things to do that. You know, that's like
yeah.
stuff. That's jerky.
Well, and just he's so cocky. And then the other guy hadn't really done much of anything. And then at Tribal Council, he just totally
right.
freaked out and was such
oh.
was so mean.
And by the way, he's the gay. He's the closeted gay.
He
oh,
is.
Really?
I'm convinced of it. He's the closeted gay of the whole show.
How do you know that?
I don't know. I just there's something about him. He's
See,
a,
I don't
he's,
think now after seeing gay. More of Ozzy, I don't think he's gay at all. I don't think any of them any of the Hispanics.
No, not Ozzy. JP.
I think it's
or,
one of the Asian guys.
I think it's one of the Asian guys too. I can't remember his
God,
name.
God, how
I
about
hope
the
it's
Asian
JP
guys'
and
bodies?
Brad. Can you imagine if it were JP and Brad together and they had like
I don't know any of their names yet.
Yeah, because there's too many. I haven't.
Brad
developed.
Is the super cute face Asian guy, and then Yun, I think is his name, or
Yule
is the one with like the abs you could
the
totally
insane
wash all your
body.
Laundry on,
or you could eat your dinner off of
five loads of laundry on his abs.
Great, a block of cheddar.
Speaking of abs,
you're back to the cheese.
Speaking of abs, what big fatty?
Speaking of abs, have y'all seen that? Video of Mario Lopez on the Nip Tuck.
Oh my God! He is look at his ass. I like his ass.
So he does a full noodle, a full noodle.
he does a full noodle.
We
it's
don't get
a,
to see his noodle.
More of a linguine, but it is.
But you definitely
full
see his
on back.
Yeah,
action.
You see his backside, complete ass. And I'm telling you, oh my God!
And his abs
oh,
wow. too are crazy.
No chorizo, but we get to see the two loaves of pan. Huh?
Oh, you could eat that for days.
It is cute wow. and round.
Have you seen it, Mark?
No, I haven't. I got.
Oh my God!
To.
There's clips posted all
it's
over
on
the internet.
YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
I've been busy. I've been.
Oh wait! Somebody is scamming over.
Yeah. Somebody's scamming over.
And look, how about him shaking it on Dancing with the Stars?
Oh
yes,
what?
He's.
Did
I love
you watch
him on
it
Dancing
last
with the
night?
Stars.
I did. How I about did. When they dove what? On top of each other?
What was the penalty thing?
I guess because in the tango, from what I have heard, they can be a part at the beginning and they can be a part at the end, but they have to keep in contact the entire rest of the dance
yeah.
for the official tango rules. So they separated, but it was kind of hot. Remember when he like threw her down and then dove on top of her and they rolled over? I rewound that.
That was good. And wow. at the very end, did it not look like
and
he
his
just
partner
threw
is sexy.
Her across his leg?
Yes.
It looked a little rough there, and I was like, ooh, this is good.
The rumor is that they are an item.
Oh,
really?
Really?
They're hitting it, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, but that could be problematic. I mean, it's nice that, like, it's the whole Tony and Angela thing. You know, it's like that sexual tension is good, but once it's consummated,
Tony and Angela.
See, it took you guys a second.
I had to dig back the 20 years.
I should have said Angela. Tony and Angela thing.
Yeah, wait
it's
a minute.
Like once it's like jumping the shark. Once they consummate that sexual
yeah.
tension, it just sort of goes away. You know,
it's doing the song.
Friendly lights around the bend.
You guys, how great would it be to have Tony Danza on Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah,
he can dance.
People would think of him as a ringer. Yeah, it's kind of like having Jay Rodriguez on the singing with the duets.
This,
you know,
you know
like,
I watched the
he's
first
a singer,
episode
like,
of
duh.
That of the Bales. Right, exactly. But he would
yeah.
be cute. And
oh,
I like the one. I like it when they can actually dance. Frankly, it's more enjoyable.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, unlike Jerry Springer, right?
No.
But here's the thing, and this has to do with something that Archer and I have talked about a lot. I think that America doesn't, and this is I said this with regard to George W. Bush. America has something about seeing people in high places that they could see them as being just like them. So they would
yeah.
rather root for someone who isn't yeah. a dancer to do that than someone who's really, really talented. We don't like that. We, you know, and it's why I think
mm-hmm.
it's like psychologically why we elected George W. Bush is because then we think, well, he ain't that smarter than me. So therefore anyone can be president. You know, I could.
So is that, that's, you're saying that's why they're keeping Jerry Springer around?
Well, no, I don't know about the keeping part. I just think like, I don't know, America responds to that somehow, whereas yeah. I don't think that if they saw some fabulous, great dancer, they would be less inclined to be really behind them. They want to be behind the underdog. I think it's part of our culture.
I'd like to bring this full circle in what Mark was saying, that wouldn't we love to see George W. Bush on Dancing with the Stars?
That would be like Dancing with the Stars.
Well, but seriously, I'd love to see him try to do that.
Oh, that would be... I would watch it. I don't know what
of
it would be, but I would watch it.
You wouldn't vote for him, but
Dancing
I mean,
with the Stars.
Now, this is a little real quick. Do you guys, speaking of George W. Bush, do you guys listen to the Weekly Radio Address podcast?
No.
The satire one?
The real one or the fake one?
The fake one.
I love the fake one. I love it.
The guy who does the fake one is a friend of mine, and their book is coming out in a couple weeks. And actually, he just sent me a picture today of him holding. He got a release copy. It's called Destined for Destiny. It's a fake autobiography.
Oh, cool! And do they? Yeah. I mean, so it's a book, but it's not the audio. I mean, how are they integrating it somehow?
There's an audio book also. If you go to Amazon and search for Destined for Destiny, you'll see it. But I could probably work it out if you wanted to interview them.
Oh, that's cool. You should just give him a big kiss and tell him that I love it.
Okay, I will. He'd love that. He listens to our show. He's a good guy. But I was just so excited because he wrote this book and there was a picture of him holding it, and I thought, how cool is that?
What's the podcast called?
The President's Weekly Radio Address, but it's a satire of the real one.
Because isn't the real one called that?
Yes. It's my friend Peter, and his partner is the guy who's the editor in chief of The Onion.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
so you know, funny people involved.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's just weeklyradioaddress.com, is that it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
So whereas I didn't mean to hijack there, but
probably has some kind of official.
Exactly. Yeah. Talking about Bush, I realized this crowd would probably enjoy this book. So
yeah.
Really funny. I can't wait to get it. Yeah, and they're doing some podcast signings next month, so check your if you go to Weekly Radio Address, there's
coming to New York.
They are.
I'll interview them.
Yeah, cool. Well, they live in New York too, so.
Hey, that reminds me of another book. Mark, you just recently had the guy on who wrote the book Tush.
Yes, my good friend Jaffe Cohen.
I just bought his book and I have it.
Oh, good.
I'll be reading it next.
Let's see if you recognize anyone in there.
Oh, I doubt I would. Unless it's you.
All right. No, I don't think I'm in there. I'm not in there. No.
Let's talk about The Amazing Race. What's going on with that?
Okay, here's my favorite person on the show, hands down, is Mary, the coal miner's wife.
Yes, isn't she the best?
Oh,
she's like, I've never been around gay people before. I love them. Yeah,
that's what I was going to say.
But yeah, she's like, but buddy, I like them. And I like the way that she was all sheepish.
I've never been around no gays.
Right, but she was all sheepish about it. Like, she knew that that was kind of embarrassing.
Right,
you know,
right.
Like, she's like, we have never actually met any gay people. But buddy, I like them.
You're right.
I love her. And I love that her teeth look like they're made of clamshells and wood.
No, they're not that good.
They look like comedy teeth.
Oh my gosh.
They are.
I'm sorry.
I love her. But she's completely open to new experiences. I think she's totally busting all the stereotypes, you know?
They're so friendly. What I love about the way that she said that, she said, you know, we've never met gay people, but I like them. Because what I hate is when people use that phrase, well, we've never been around gay people, as a defense for why they hate people.
Right? No, she was like, we just didn't
know. It's the same thing. I've never been around black people, as if you're saying, well, therefore, I have permission to be a racist bigot, you know, kind of thing. And it's like, no, she wasn't using it as permission. She was just being like, she was like with wonderment, like, wow, that's actually pretty cool.
Okay, now.
I love her.
When they were doing the whole filling up the water jug thing and having to roll them back on the cart, those people were so stupid. Nobody could get that right. What was wrong with them?
Well, first it was the yaks that were hard to handle. And these are city folk, okay, who never have dealt with yaks.
There's nothing better
than
a good yak.
That is true. My ox is broken.
I was just going to say that, Big Fatty.
Did she say that?
We should do a parody.
I'm putting it on the next show.
Right.
Yaks?
Right.
Yaks.
Fantastic.
Excellent.
Well, first of all, we should say, how much do we love Mongolia? God, I would love
it's gorgeous.
To go to Mongolia. And I'm just so sad that I wasn't able to make it when I was in China. I would love to go to Mongolia. I did meet in the airport in Tokyo, though, this gorgeous Mongolian woman. They have some of the women there are really, really tall. This woman was like 6'2", and she had these cheekbones to absolutely die for. They were like these really amazing cheekbones. She was just gorgeous. Anyway, that's
Do you cook
secular.
Those
Sorry.
With a yak hat, a hawk, or something?
Like a ham hawk?
Yak hawk.
You are terrible.
Thank you.
Terrible, Mr. D.
Count on Big Patty for that.
All right, I have a question about this President's Weekly Radio Address.
Okay.
Okay.
All of these just about a minute long?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to have to check those out for
They're
sure.
They're short and digestible.
Well, then yes. I'll download all 135 of them.
There you go.
Have there been that many? Wow, there have been.
There's yeah, your work day tomorrow.
Hello. Yeah.
But they're short, just like the Onion Radio News, which are like exactly. 30 seconds. You know, those are really short, which are nice.
And I know, now back to the amazing run, the big run.
The big mm-hmm. run, yeah.
I know you and Chef Mark don't like the druggies turn models.
Yeah.
I don't not like them. I just think that they're working that whole angle too
well,
hard.
And they did it again, too.
But they're yeah. all on there for their specific angle.
Yeah. They were picked I for mean, those angles, too.
Right. I mean.
Well, of course, I guess.
I mean,
yeah,
for the first thing
just,
to come out of their
it's
mouth.
It's kind of annoying.
You know, Larry and Larry, former drug addicts, are now fledgling models, and I'm like, what?
Yeah. That's what you I know? Meant by that. It doesn't bother me that they're former drug addicts. It bothers me that it's like every time they interview them, it's like,
yeah, you know, it's amazing because a year ago we were all messed up, and now we're here. It's just like,
seeing okay. the world through our clean
every
eyes. Yeah.
Right. Every single. It's going to get annoying after a while. But just as it would be annoying for the lady with the leg thing for every single time. Oh, the leg.
And
the
she
leg,
did.
Leg,
she worked
leg,
it again this you know? Time too, saying, oh, I have to switch this to the foot in case I have to ride the horse, and you know, she was doing all that stuff. I'm thinking,
but it's also what they're showing us. You know, that may be 2 minutes of their day, and then they choose
right.
to show us every time.
Exactly. That's a producer right. thing. And I'm sure that, like, with Sharla, they weren't always, you know, about
well,
that. But it's like they
yeah,
worked
she
so
didn't
hard
say,
on that
I'm a midget,
show.
I'm a midget.
Well,
hello,
she
we
did
can
a
see
lot,
that.
But she kind of
oh,
did a lot.
Sharla.
But at least with her, it was,
Sharla.
I don't know. She's the, I love Sharla.
Did you see when she was on the comeback?
Yes.
As Valerie cherishes.
She was great on the comeback.
Oh,
yes. Everything
her cousin
about the
was the annoying one.
Perfect.
I loved Sharla. Okay. Yeah. Oh, I loved the comeback.
Yeah. Everything about the comeback is just perfect.
Okay. How about the fighting couple, Kimberly and Rob?
Well, there were
names?
Two that were kind of snarky
yeah. There were
with
two,
each other, right?
These are like they're just totally generic white people.
Right. The brunette.
They're
the
we're
the
dating.
Girl.
Yeah. They're the we've reached the turning point in our relationship. People.
Oh yeah. The, and she kept
it's either,
crying.
And he was screaming at her, and then later he was going, you know, I'm sorry, I wasn't really, I didn't mean to yell at you, and I wasn't yelling at you, I was just talking
but.
Loudly and abusively. Oh, okay. Oh, then okay.
Right, it's the whole, what was their names, Victoria and
Albert.
Jonathan.
No. And Jonathan. Jonathan and Victoria, you know,
yes.
kind of thing. They need a couple of those along
they're,
the way.
I don't like them. And I have well, to say, the single moms annoy me a bit, too, but I can't really say, I can't put my finger on it, but they just seem kind of negative.
Yeah, they're
going
to get on my nerves eventually.
Yeah.
Here's the thing we have to talk about with them. They were all going on about how Cripple Girl got on the thing and da-di-da-da, and then they had help from someone, and then they're thanking God and the Christian, wonderful Christian people that they had help, and then they sailed right on by the folks.
Mm-hmm.
When the people
right
were broken,
by.
Yeah, when they yeah. had their cars broken down.
Like, I don't believe that anyone is obligated to help other people, but don't be all, oh, we're so thankful that people helped us, and then get mad when other people don't help you, and then you sail right on by.
Right.
It was funny because everybody drove right on by. Left them there.
What I love is that everyone got, like, it changed around so much because everyone got stuck at some point, and it just shifted. So first to fourth to last, I mean, it moved around so much.
Yeah.
Now, I've already forgotten who was kicked out, the little cheerleader girls?
Yeah, you know, okay. I kind of like
yeah.
Okay.
Liked
him.
Let's
ready.
Go. Okay.
Ready? Okay.
The both the blonde girls, right?
I'm
no,
sorry.
No. One is blonde,
been
one's a brunette.
Eliminated.
There's another team
okay.
that remains, which is the Miss USA.
The beauty queens.
Okay, yeah, not
oh,
the yeah. beauty.
They're a little
Miss
interchangeable.
Miss mm-hmm.
yeah, they are.
Yeah. California. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about when Mary, my girl Mary, on the train at the airport was like, oh, y'all are so beautiful. When
and
when
she's
they met
so butt
queens.
Ugly.
No, I love it. She's like, I love her. But come on, you guys, how about that speech that she did in the first episode about how amazing it was to be, like, plucked out of her tiny existence?
Yeah, she's never been out of Kentucky. Golden.
How it was like being a 30-year-old baby. I just thought that was an amazing attitude to realize that she... Because a lot of people who haven't been exposed to stuff don't know what they're missing. And,
they
kind
close off
about
to,
it.
To the new stuff. They get she's scared so of the new stuff rather than being open to the new stuff. Right, you're right.
And she's so... Every time they run into another team, she says hi to them. She's glad to see them. She's just totally going for it. And
right.
I don't know. I
but
love
Cletus,
her.
Though, I'm not too sure about Cletus. You know, I think he's kind of just like half retarded, you know.
Oh, and when she said, but he was so cute. I can't believe he liked me.
What were you going to say, Big Fatty?
I was going to say, can you imagine their audition tape?
Oh,
Lord.
Do they have those on the CBS website?
I don't know, but I can only imagine. We want to go on the big run. We're going to run around the world. Come on, honey. Let's show them how we run.
Let's run around the double wide.
Come on, they run.
And they're using an 8mm film camera to do it.
Well, no, we put snapshots together and you just flick through them, fan through them.
Staple them in the corner.
Right.
We made a flip book.
Oh, my gosh.
I love them. And I also love that ridiculous green outfit she was wearing as they left at the beginning of
and
the
they
episode.
Had, what's sad, what's funny it's is that they matching. Have matching outfits.
Yeah.
But she had weird green crop pants on and exactly the same color green shirt. It was sort of a Kentucky leprechaun sort of a thing. It was
like
enjoyable
a character on
to
Barney
me.
Or something.
Totally. Oh, come on, honey. We got to hurry. Why? Hey,
well,
I have a question for the three of y'all. Do y'all listen to the Gay Trucker?
I don't.
I do on occasion. Haven't listened to him.
I did hear that his dog died or something like that.
Yeah,
I heard that too.
He had to put his dog to sleep. Oh. And but today he did a little memory thing, remembering Jenta is his dog's name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was kind of sweet. You might want to go over there and listen to that.
Okay.
Okay. I'll go listen. I will be sure to check it out.
Yeah. I haven't heard him in a few weeks.
I've only heard him a couple times. Yeah.
Yeah. He's fun.
Well,
but
on
anyway,
that
I
down
think...
note, let's...
thanks, Big Fatty!
Welcome to the 301st
show. How much do we love Big Fatty coming on and ruining the damn podcast?
No, I'm just kidding. I love you. We love the Big Fatty. How much do we love Big Fatty?
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, we do have to wrap this up. I will give you guys a quick second to plug your shows. Big Fatty, since you're at the top of the list, let's start with you.
Well, I used to be on a show called LittleFatty.com, but Mr. Larry Vader, who is the other host, has been waiting ever since I came on to talk to y'all for our show.
Uh-oh.
He's going to be pissed.
Okay.
And what is our...
I know your phone number.
This listener number.
It's 206-339-6FAT.
That's...
206-339-6FAT.
And in case you forget, it's
206-339-6FAT.
Call before midnight tonight. Operators are standing by. That number again.
206-339-6FAT.
Now, Archer, what's your phone number?
206-666-1876.
What does that spell?
I have no idea.
That sounds like the devil's in there.
It's just a random number.
The devil's phone number.
Oh, we lost Big Fatty already.
Oh. He went, I guess.
He was like, I plugged my show. I'm out of here.
I guess Mr. Larry H. Vader had
hung
to,
him
had
up. Yeah, he's online, life. I see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Sarah, tell us about you.
I do a show called How Much Do We Love with Mr. Rob Lindley, and we talk about stuff that we love and how much we love it. It's
and
all
we
raves.
Do love it.
And no rants.
Sarah.
And
it's
I think
positive.
Your number is 206-39-WE-LOVE.
206-33-WE-LOVE.
Oh, okay. I got it wrong. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay, because I know all the calls. Everyone's going to be confused now, because they're reaching for the phone right now.
They're dialing
it's 206-339-3588. We love L-U-V.
Yeah, L-U-V.
And
the
shift mark is 646-797-3196. And don't spell none.
You guys need to get yourself to phonespell.org and find out what it spells.
Phonespell.org.
Phonespell.org and put the number in and it'll tell you. Yeah.
Okay.
It'll tell you if it spells something.
I don't know why I have Katie Couric on in the background because I hate her, but they just did a teaser on the news that they're going to talk. There's some kind of insult that Sacha Baron Cohen has created an international incident. You know,
excellent.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he has that character who's like from Turkestan or something stan. There's a teaser. I have the sound down, so I don't know, but they're saying something like national insult, so can't wait to hear what that
awesome.
Is.
Oh my.
Yes, I love Sacha Baron Cohen. He's the best.
He's brilliant.
He is a good example of why we need free speech, to keep hearing him.
Yes. All right. Okay, well, boys and girls, until next time, bye. Say goodbye, guys.
Bye. Goodbye, guys.
Thanks again, you guys. Talk to you later.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Usher Ray.